Jangle? Where are you, Jangle?
I'm here!
Where's here? I can't see you.
I'm up here on the roof!
What on earth are you doing up there?
Practicing the activity for the Santa's little helpers!
But why are you on the roof?
So we can tell them what it's like when we go out on Christmas Eve helping Father Christmas deliver the presents!
Come down here this instant, Jangle! Because this activity is meant to be done by boys and girls in their school. We do not want anyone trying to climb on the roof, as it's far too dangerous. We could do it because we're magical elves, but the little helpers could fall and hurt themselves.
Oh dear, I didn't think about that. You're right, that would be very dangerous. So, how do we get the girls and boys to practice being an elf delivering presents?
Well, they could use some of the things they have in the school to represent the obstacles we have to overcome on Christmas Eve. Like, perhaps throwing presents into Santa's sack could be throwing beanbags into a bucket or a bin.
Ooh, doing star jumps to get fit and ready for the big night.
Balancing along the roofs could be walking along a balance beam or a piece of rope on the playground.
Jumping down the chimney could be jumping into a hula hoop.
I think we don't give the boys and girls any more ideas. I think we should set them the task of designing their own obstacle course and then doing it.
Ooh, that sounds like a great idea, Bauble.
Why, thank you, Jangle. And I'd like to thank you for being so sensible today and not telling any of your silly jokes. In fact, I'm so impressed, I'm going to let you tell one of your jokes.
I can't think of any.
The one time it's okay to tell a joke and you can't think of one.
No.
Well, I've got one for you and the boys and girls. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Mary.
Mary who?
Merry Christmas!
I don't get it.
Mary, as in Mary.
No, you've lost me.
Come on, I'll explain it on the way to the workshop.